And I wanted to get onto this with the Tower of the Flock, which I find very interesting, which is a key to why the shepherds in the book of Luke are the shepherds that the angels appeared in front of. And of course, we know the story in Luke chapter 2. It says in verse 8, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Now, why did this happen? Well, let's read a little bit more here. In verse 15, Luke chapter 2, verse 15, it says, "It came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child." Now, this is amazing, isn't it? It continues here, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Now, think about this. Why these shepherds? Is it just because they happened to be near Bethlehem? Well, there's more to it than that. In Genesis chapter 35, in verse 19 through 21, the Bible says, "And Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrath, which is Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar upon her grave, which is the pillar of Rachel's grave unto this day. And Israel journeyed and spread his tent beyond the Tower of Edar." Now, this is a key phrase, the Tower of Edar. Ephrata was the ancient name of Bethlehem. Bethlehem, incidentally, means the house of bread. Isn't that kind of interesting? Remember, Jesus said that he come down from heaven. He said, "I am the living bread." I believe that's in John chapter 6. He said, "I am the living bread," "I am the bread of life." And so we have Bethlehem, the house of bread. And there's a tower there called the Tower of Edar, that this is near where Rachel was buried when she died after giving birth to Joseph's last son there. And this was also the birthplace of David. And remember, this is why that Mary and Joseph had to travel there, because of the census. They had to go to their ancestral home for the census and the tax. And so that's why they were headed there. David, of course, was a descendant of King David through Solomon, and Mary was a descendant of King David through David's son Nathan, I believe. But now here's where it gets kind of interesting. In Micah, we understand the prophecy also that the Savior would be born in Bethlehem, Micah chapter 5, verse 2. "But thou, Bethlehem, Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting." I always wondered why that was Bethlehem Ephratah there, and we always call it Bethlehem. Well, that's because of Genesis chapter 35, where we saw that Ephrata was the ancient name of Bethlehem. And so here we have Bethlehem. And this isn't just any Bethlehem. There were other Bethlehems, but it's a specific one. It's the one that David was born in. And about 700 years before Jesus was born, Micah was given this prophecy. And so here's this little town. And when the angels came, they came to these shepherds outside of Bethlehem for a specific reason. The reason is also in Micah, but it's in chapter 4 and verse 8, where it says, "And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come, even the first dominion, the kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem." And this phrase, tower of the flock, is Migdol Eder, which Migdol Eder means essentially the watchtower of the flock. Now, what is this, the watchtower, tower of the flock? Well, what happened when lambs were giving birth in the lambing season? The shepherds would bring the lambs into this tower. It was kind of a fortification, and usually there'd be a lower floor where the lambs would give birth, and then the upper floor where the shepherds would stay, and also they could watch out from there and watch over everything, and for security and safety and all that. And these particular shepherds, though, they were within about 5 miles of Jerusalem. And this is what's important, because remember, under the law, they had to go to Jerusalem. People had to go to Jerusalem to offer sacrifices when the temple was there. And people had to travel sometimes great distances. And since it would have been difficult, if not impossible, to carry the sacrifice with them, to bring a lamb for the sacrifice and keep it from being injured and blemished along the way, because it was a difficult and somewhat perilous journey perhaps, they could travel to Jerusalem. They could buy a lamb, and they could use it, offer it up as a sacrifice. Well, where did these lambs come from? This is interesting when you realize that the Levites had shepherds who served to oversee the birth of lambs that could be used as sacrifices in the temple, lambs that could be used as the Passover lamb for people who came to Jerusalem. And they had to be born within a short distance of Jerusalem, which Bethlehem was in that range. And so these shepherds were actually overseeing the birth of sacrificial lambs. And in order to be sure that they were acceptable, as the lambs were born, they would inspect them. And if they were without blemish, if there was no problems, then they would wrap swaddling cloths around the lambs to protect them, and they would lay them in a manger-type thing in order to keep the newborn lambs calm so that they wouldn't get injured. So they were overseeing to recognize and identify sacrificial lambs. Get the picture yet? And here come these angels on high. And remember what they said. They said, "Fear not, for I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ our Lord. And this, here it is, shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Exactly what they were doing for the sacrificial lambs. When these shepherds came, these were the very shepherds that identified the sacrificial lambs that were acceptable in the temple by wrapping them in swaddling clothes and lying them in a manger. When others came in, they would see a lamb wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger, and they would recognize that this lamb is an acceptable sacrifice. And here these shepherds, they hurry into Bethlehem. And I had seen at one point, somebody had suggested it was about an hour's journey into Bethlehem. So they were just not too far from there. However far out they were, they traveled in there. And when they come in and they see the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger, they recognized him as our sacrifice. The lamb that was slain, the Bible says, Jesus is our sacrifice. He is our Passover lamb. He is our sacrifice for sin. He is the final sacrifice that's needed. And he is the only sacrifice that can do away with all sin for all time. Now, the sacrificial lambs that the shepherds were used to seeing, they were there so that an offering could be made up, looking forward to this coming sacrifice, the Lamb of God. Remember John the Baptist, when Jesus came, what he said? "Behold, the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God." They recognized he was our sacrifice. Have you ever recognized that Jesus Christ is your sacrifice? The sacrifice for your sin? The Bible says he came and he was laid in a manger. And here's a sign. It wasn't just to the shepherds, it's to you as well. He's an acceptable sacrifice because he was the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. The angels told the shepherds to go see this. The shepherds made haste. They went there. They saw what the angels told them. And it says they returned glorifying and praising God for all the things which they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Are you praising and glorifying God today because you've seen that babe that was wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger and realize he's the sacrifice for your sin? Jesus Christ went to the cross and paid for your sin with his own blood. He died in your place. He was buried, and he rose again the third day victorious over sin and death. Trust Christ as your Savior. He's your sacrifice, the greatest Christmas present ever. Join us next time. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield.